Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. I like this email. Dr. Dahlia, you keep telling us how to live. When are you going to tell us how not to die? How to tell you how not to die? I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, if you're in the Game of Thrones, don't be King Stark. You know, that's, and then the son, and then the mom. You could try to avoid being them. Boardwalk Empire, you could try not to kill the father of the son that wants to kill you. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of different ways. Don't do bad things. But from a medical standpoint, yes, there's a lot of things you can do to try to avoid dying. You will always, unfortunately, be unsuccessful. You have to know that. Okay? You know, I wish we could be successful in that. But eventually, we go back to our maker. But Fox News had a real good article on the 6 most common ways that men die and how to avoid them. Many of you think marriage is on the list, and it's not. Never even made the list. So, in fact, marriage keeps you alive. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about that it has been a year since the Ebola outbreak had been declared. Even though Ebola started not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before, back then in December with that first family dying, it wasn't declared an outbreak until March 23rd, 2014. So we'll talk about where we are now with it, how far we've gone, and what we need to do. Marijuana appears to be not diluted like we thought it would be, but actually more potent. And they found that the marijuana potency is getting higher. So, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know. I don't purchase marijuana. I guess it's nice to get more bang for your buck, I guess. And then a lot of you guys wake up every day going, should I take a vitamin D supplement? Okay, come on, guys. Right, what other show gets to talk about vitamin D supplements? I get to. Cut me some slack. I know it's not as exciting as Ted Cruz announcing his GOP candidacy for president, but we will talk about, because I know a lot of you guys want to know, would vitamin D help slow down prostate cancer? And again, the show just bubbles over with excitement. However, to help add to the excitement, I talk a lot about sex subjects on the show and sex therapy. So I've actually invited a clinician that does sex therapy to come on the show, Barbara Gully, to talk about what she and her office does and what type of sex therapy is out there. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. So and now I'm not going to get a freebie visit. Here's the thing. See, when it comes to sex therapy, not one sex therapist or clinician could actually solve my problems. I would need a whole team, right, of like the Institute de Relaciones in probably Madrid or something like that to get me even out of the funk I'm in. So I need a whole team approach. So don't think that I have, you know, these clinicians come on just so I get freebie advice, even though, yes, I may try to sneak in a freebie question if I can. Listen, I'm the one on the radio. I'm allowed to do that. So, as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. I know that vitamin D one is really the most exciting story I got today, isn't it? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope all of you guys had a good weekend. Of course, usually I like to talk about my weekend, and how rough it was. I made the mistake of having another slumber party. I know. Hey, yeah, you know what? You know what? But this was interesting. This was a very, very interesting slumber party, and it kind of mixes in with this marijuana talk because, you know, what we did is we got, you know, because for my kid's birthday, when you're a local, you could get some good rates on a hotel. So we got a hotel suite that, you know, we could have the kids, you know, sit there, run around in, rent a movie, eat a bunch of junk food and be happy and call it a birthday party. Go down to the pool, love it. Now I don't have to clean up the house. I don't have to worry about the dog jumping into the pool with the kids. It's great. Easy. But for some reason, somebody upstairs or next to us was, you know, smoking some of the stankiest pot I've ever smelled. And it was starting to come into the room. And I'm like, okay, now wait a second here. You know, that stuff will stick with you for hours. Well, the kids are supposed to be getting picked up by their parents, not to mention I don't want them breathing this stuff. So I decided, okay, you know what, let's just close all windows possible. Just close everything up. You know, let's see what's going on here. And then I'm like, you know what, let's put the fan on for the air conditioning. All of a sudden, it just blows in. So I'm trying to cover it up with sheets. So I call security going, wait a second, people are going to think that you know, it's coming from hubby and I. And all we're doing is yelling at a bunch of kids for their sleepover. So I get security involved. I'm like, well, can you just, like, can you see this proof? This isn't us. But I really think the marijuana must be getting more potent because that stuff stank. Did you guys ever see the Seinfeld episode where Seinfeld, I guess, had his car detailed and there was some sort of body odor and then it got onto Elaine's hair and Elaine could not get the body odor out of her hair and it was that kind of thing. So, you know, I basically spent the whole time trying to make sure that nobody breathed in any sort of marijuana from a separate room, etc. But I gotta admit, the hotel did a fine job of jumping into the rescue. Problem is, the kids didn't go to bed. It was like, you know, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. Finally, 3:30 in the morning, they decide to make these water balloons. And we had absolutely no latex. And I didn't even think we had any running water. But I guess they found a sink. So now they're throwing water balloons. And so hubby runs out and screams at everybody to go to hell asleep. I was dropping a lot of four-letter choice words. Everybody finally went to sleep at about 3:30, and then they decided to wake up at 5:30 the next morning. So we got a good 2 hours sleep at the slumber party. I am never, ever, ever doing a slumber party again. As far as I'm concerned, if my kid wants to celebrate his birthday, I'll just buy him a cake from Sam's Club, stick a couple candles on it, and I'll give him a $20 bill. That's what my parents used to do, right? Not a 20, that was a 5. But nowadays, you got to give him a 20. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I'm going to try not to talk about politics today because I really don't, I'm kind of exhausted by it. And, you know, I've been asked many times to run for president, and I have. My neighbor asked me, and some of my patients have asked me, and I know everybody in my network is probably like, oh, please don't run for president. So, I'm not going to say I'm not going to run for president, okay? You know, I think I could be a damn good president. Personally, I wish I had military experience because I think anybody who runs for president should have served in the military and serve this amazing country and put their life on the line for the country. If you are willing to die for your country, you deserve to have a shot at running for president. So personally, I would prefer that. However, if it looks like that we have, you know, no real, real good contenders, and somebody's got to take on Hillary, I'm not afraid of her. I just, you know, I mean, she's tough. She is one tough broad. I mean, I'm tough too, but not like her. I mean, look at what she's been able to kind of overcome. So, you know what I mean? I will step up to the punch if that's what everybody needs. Step up to the plate. But do I think I would be a good president? I don't know. I would want to please everybody. I would want everybody to be happy. I'd be like, okay, are you okay with this? Are you okay with this decision? I'm about to make this decision. Because I wouldn't want anybody on CNN, you know, or Fox or MSNBC getting mad at me. So I'm like, all right, guys, I am going to try and make a straight tax, flat tax. Is everybody okay with that? Can I get some agreement ready? And then now, oh, no, really, you don't like that idea? Okay, you know what? Let's table it. Okay, next. I would like, right, an immigration pathway, right, that allows everybody the same treatment, same ways to become an immigrant, and not some people getting to cut in line. Is everybody happy with that? Does that all sound fair? Does that sound nice and sweet? No, that doesn't. No. So the problem is I'd be too willing to please everybody. I mean, look at how I ask you guys, what should I talk about on my show? Before I even start my show, I'm like, are you guys okay with this topic? Are you, you know, this vitamin D topic I'm bringing up too controversial? Are you guys going to be okay with it? Yeah. And see, you need to go all cojones out when you get up there at the podium and just start, you know, annihilating your primary politicians, which to me is also kind of scary. How do you sit there and work with somebody all those years on one party line or not, Democratic or Republican, just to go up there and during the primary rip on them? And then after you rip on them, if they win, you have to turn around and go, well, yeah, of course I support them for president. That just doesn't make sense. Politics to me makes no sense. Okay? You know, you could see, you know, I mean, the people that were ripping on Mitt Romney, you know, and Newt Gingrich, and then all of a sudden when they were possibly in the running, they're like, all right, well, then I guess maybe I will support him. Like, come on, that's like a bunch of bullcrap. So, anyway, I know many of you are disappointed that I have not announced my presidency candidacy, but I will think about it if that pleases you. All right, now, the six most common ways that men die and how to avoid them. All right, well, that's a really nice angle at looking at our health. All right, so first comes first, heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of men and women. So if you don't want to die of heart disease, cut your risk of heart disease. Okay, how do you do that? Well, let's cut back on the smokes. Okay, if you don't smoke, that's a biggie. If you don't become diabetic, if you are diabetic, get it in tight control. If you have high cholesterol, try to get that cholesterol down. If you have high blood pressure, try to get that blood pressure down. Right? Maybe listen to some real good medical talk radio out there. Right? And I'm sure there's a host or two you could listen to. And if you find them, let me know because I'll listen to them as well. All right? Apparently, there was a study in the American Journal of Epidemiology where they say men who drank 5 glasses of water per day, so hydration is an issue, were 54% less likely to die from a heart attack than those who drank 2 or fewer glasses of water a day. Why? Maybe the water dilutes the blood, so it's less likely to make a clot. I don't know if that's so much it. What I think it is when you're dehydrated, that's a stressor, and we don't want you stressed. So we want to make sure you're well hydrated. A lot of you guys are like, well, I got my soda pop in today. I got about 3 bottles of soda pop in. That's not good fluid. Next. Cancer, okay? Cancer is responsible for 24.1% of all male deaths. And remember there was a study saying half of cancers could be prevented? Even though a lot of you say, look, it's in the genes. My mom had it. My dad had it. Brother had it. You're right. There's genetic cancer. Absolutely. But there's a lot of things that you could do to slow it down. Okay? Let's try not to get HPV in our mouths. I know a lot of you guys are really looking forward to the sex clinician coming on the air to talk. Before she comes on, I'm just going to tell a lot of you guys, okay, keep stuff out of your mouth. Then you don't get the HPV and throat cancer, okay? Just a suggestion on my end. Let's cut back on the smokes. You guys are smoking. That's an issue. Remember I said if you quit smoking, anywhere from the 5 to 10 year mark, your lungs will then kind of equate to lungs that never smoked from a cancer standpoint. Okay, stop smoking and stop smoking today. That's a biggie. Now, another big cause of death, especially for men, are the unintentional injuries. Men appear to be more prone to accidents. And those accidents, I know you guys think women drivers are the worst drivers out there, but I got to tell you, the statistics show men are more often in harm's way. No, and not because of us. So let's make sure you know how to drive. Let's make sure you maybe, you know, check your bungee cord before you bungee jump. When you decide to jump out of an airplane, make sure you're not prone to seizures, that kind of thing, okay? Now, another big killer of men are chronic lower respiratory diseases, okay? Like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, pneumonia, etc. So, of course, it goes back to smoking. If you could stop smoking, you could then hopefully not be in store for having these types of lung disorders, okay? And other sorts of exposures could be at work, living in, you know, high, smoggy, pollutant areas. We're going to be talking about the concerns of pollution and smog. And I know, don't worry, we'll do the vitamin D story first. Now you guys are more excited about that one. But, you know, we put ourselves at risk living in a lot of these high polluted areas. But smoking is one of the biggest things you could control. Okay, you know, and then we look at stroke. Stroke kills. We've talked about strokes. Part of your brain is not getting blood. Depending on the type of the stroke and the part of the brain, some of you will live, some won't. Research published in the journal Neurology suggests that up to 15% of strokes occur before the age of 45. Look at all of us who are under 45. Did you guys realize you could be at risk for stroke? That's some serious stuff. Stroke is the fourth leading cause of male death. Now, what's one of the biggest causes of stroke? High blood pressure. So you got to look at your blood pressure. If your blood pressure is high, that's a problem. If you have high cholesterol, that's a problem. If you have certain activities that you do, like, you know, blow and cocaine and crack, et cetera, that could cause you to get a bleed, all right, if your high blood pressure spikes. So these are things that need to get checked. And then what about, you know, your sodium, all right? You know, cutting back on your sodium is always good, but make sure you're getting good potassium levels. Get the bananas in, get the avocados in. Get the oranges in. Some good, healthy fruits and vegetables would help. And then the big one is the diabetes. They say diabetes is behind 3.1% of all male deaths. I think it would be higher because when my father had a heart attack, even though heart attack is the number one cause, he was diabetic, and I blame the diabetes. I don't blame my mom. I don't blame me or my brother. I blame the diabetes. Meanwhile, they say 9.3% of the U.S. population has diabetes. I think it's going to be higher than that. So, if you can not get the diabetes, that's great. Lose the weight. Getting that weight down will help you in the long run to not die an early death. Get that weight down. Okay, and a lot of you say, well, Dolly, if I smoke, then I don't eat and I'll get my weight down. No. It doesn't work that way. You got to get your weight down without smoking. Trust me, I've seen people out there and, you know, they're smoking instead of eating, right? I'm munching on my Frito-Lay chips, right? And they're sitting there having a smoke, and I could calculate the calories quick. That doesn't mean it's healthy, okay? Trust me, you don't want cancer. It's much easier to lose weight without having cancer, okay? Get your blood sugar levels. Get that checked. Once you're 35, I even will do it when you're younger. If there's a family history of diabetes, I would say start getting your blood sugar checked earlier. I can't tell you how many 20-year-olds I'm diagnosing with diabetes now. It is a scary number. 15 to 20% of people with diabetes, by the way, aren't even overweight. So if you guys go, you know, I'm skinny. Look at me. I look all good. You know, you could still have diabetes. All right? So get your blood sugar levels tested. All right, guys, when we come back, we have Barbara Gully, clinician in sex therapy, coming on the air to answer some of our sex dysfunctional questions. And I know a lot of us are dysfunctional. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so great. I'm really, really excited about this next guest. We have Madison Gully. I call her Barbara because I've known her for a while, but Madison is her, and she's, like, really cool, really, really cool. I'm so excited for this. From Perception Counseling Center of Southern Nevada, she is a clinician that performs sex therapy. Madison, how you doing, Mama?
Good morning. How are you?
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for talking to us about this, because obviously me, being as dysfunctionally sexually inclinated as I am, you know, my poor listeners aren't learning anything. So just to start, what is sex therapy?
So sex therapy is really a form of talk therapy. And so it just focuses on the physical and psychological issues that deal with sexual health in the therapy office and in the therapy setting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. So then, you know, if somebody doesn't know, like someone's listening to us right now going, well, how do I know if I need sex therapy or not? What would be the signs or symptoms of somebody who could really use this this modality or this help?
So there's definitely different the best way to answer that question is usually people come into therapy for several reasons. Either they come in for where they want to explore themselves, and it can lead to different types of sexual health issues, or they actually come in and they seek me out specifically to deal with some sexual health or dysfunction issues or performance issues. And so more specifically, I'm working my way towards sex therapy, but currently I'm a clinical sexologist, a certified clinical sexologist.
Excellent, excellent. And it's so interrelated and interweaved with marriage and family therapy, right?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Good. So what are some of the most common things you'll see from men?
Some of the most common things that I see for men would be erectile dysfunction. And this would be all-encompassing, such as performance issues, early and late ejaculation. So usually that's what men are complaining about when they come in to see me.
Are these men with erectile dysfunction, are you noticing they're getting younger and younger?
You know what? I have been noticing that. They do get younger and younger. And more often than not, it is some sort of mental health-related issue to their performance issue rather than a mechanical issue.
That's interesting. All right. See, because one theory I had, having more people concerned about it, is they started taking Viagra when it came out, and they were like 22. And I'm like, don't be doing that, because then by the time you start having issues, it's not going to help. But you bring up a good point. If a lot of it is more psychologically driven rather than mechanically, then I can't blame the Viagra and them starting it too soon. Although that is a theory I have. I'm just kind of playing around with that. Anyway, what about women? What's some of the most common complaints you see with women?
Well, some of the most common complaints that I see with women would be low libido or low desire, painful intercourse, and difficulty reaching orgasm, or have never had an orgasm at all.
You know, did 50 Shades of Grey help? Or did it kind of mess up everybody's expectations about how sex is supposed to be?
Oh, gosh, that's a tough one. I think that it might have done more harm than good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that...
And you don't have to so much comment on the movie per se, but it's
correct.
Like Sex in the City. A lot of these movies, the big thing I have is people come in saying, you know, my husband doesn't turn me on like Christian, or I can't do this movement. And I'm like, you know, well, neither can I. Really? We're supposed to be doing that? You know, go ahead.
No, and so you're right, that's the problem. I think that's the misconception with movies, is that, oh my gosh, he brings me flowers and he entered me and I'm having an orgasm. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
Real life is not that way. You know, we have to work at it a little bit more. Life gets in the way. You know, we're not going to be 25 forever. And so I think it takes more effort on both men and women's parts to really set the stage to have a great love life and to have amazing intercourse. And to realize that it's not going to be Cinderella, and it's not going to be 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
It has to be whatever it's supposed to be, and then it will really be amazing.
Now, you talked about setting the stage, which is really kind of nice, because most of us, that have male partners, they're like, all right, I'm ready now. Let's hurry and do this before Game of Thrones is on. What should the setting of the stage, what could be some things to help a man or a woman set the stage?
Well, I think our biggest erogenous zone is our brains for both men and women. And so really kind of in terms of setting the stage, you know, flirt with your lover, flirt with your spouse. Get it going the morning of, right? Before the evening starts, you know, women need to, their ovens need to be preheated. So men need to be considering that. Their ovens need to be preheated. And with men, you know, sexy lingerie or even just making sure the kids are taken care of, that you guys have set aside some time to be alone. The great thing about dating is that people make time to date. And when you're in a long-term relationship, you have to make time for that. It doesn't just happen naturally and spontaneously anymore because kids, life, soccer, all of that gets in the way. So couples really need to take time for that and not put so much pressure on themselves to perform. It will happen.
Yeah, you know, I my only problem is I'm going to find a lot of pressure in the cleaning the stage and shaving the stage, you know, because shaving my legs. And, you know, so that's what, and the costume design, apparently my muumuu is not the most helpful, but I'm working on it, I swear. I get asked a lot in, you know, because I do a lot of gynecology in my office about certain AIDS. And I haven't really been in the AIDS or the sex toy market because I'm kind of afraid of those. Like, the last thing I want to be is electrocuted. But you find that they're very helpful, right?
I do. I find that they're very helpful. And I have one aid definitely that I recommend all women getting. And I'm not getting paid by this company at all. I just think it's a really great product and it works. So it's called the Intensity by Jopine.
Let me write this down because I could sure use advertisers. Okay, the Intensity. I mean, you know, let them pay us. We're giving them okay, so it's Intensity by who, Jolene? Intensity?
Jopene, J-O-P-E-N.
Okay, excellent. Intensity. Great. And what does it do?
So what this does is it looks like this really scary contraption. It's like the rabbit on steroids in terms of a sexual aid. So you insert it, you inflate it a little bit, and what it does is it stimulates your whole pelvic floor, but not just the Kegel muscles, not just your PC muscles, which are the muscles that if a woman is peeing, she squeezes while she's urinating, and it will stop the flow of urination. Those are your pelvic floor sex muscles. And if you do those Kegels, that's amazing, but this product is like tenfold. It will help strengthen and contract all of the muscles of the pelvic floor from the lower pelvis all the way back to your perineum, and it will help strengthen not only the muscles, but it will increase the intensity of your orgasm. It will also help with urinary incontinence. And the one thing that I get back from my friends and my clients, because I give this toy out as gifts to everybody, is that it helps women make the connection between their mind and their body.
And see, so if you want a Christmas gift from Madison, be friends with her. That's a pretty good Christmas gift. You know, you touched upon a good topic with urinary incontinence. I'm going to want to have you come on because it looks like we're coming back, we're coming on break. So I definitely, Madison, want to have you come back on. You've been so helpful. Tell everybody where they could find you.
So I'm at Perceptions Counseling Center of Southern Nevada. It's in Las Vegas. And my phone number is 702-850-8700, and my website is pccosfn.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Madison, so much. We'll definitely have you back. You take care.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Anytime. All right, guys, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shuley. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I-A. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. While we had our interview with Madison Gully, Riley had called wanting to know, where do you purchase AIDS? She's too embarrassed to get one. And I had an email. Let me find the email. Someone had written that also where they wanted to buy a sex aid. And they couldn't go, oh, my God, I got to find that. I'm sorry. And it was really well put, very, very well written on, you know, where do you go and buy these? I don't know because I don't buy them, you know. I don't. I have no idea. I live in Las Vegas. There's a lot of triple X stores, you know, and the kids always giggle when we're driving down the street. And, you know, it has XXX or the Love Shop. I think there's something called the Love Shop. So, I mean, there's obviously places you could go, and there's online. You know, here's the thing, though. Okay, remember in the olden days you'd be really, really embarrassed to buy sanitary products, and then now you're not. You'd be embarrassed to ask for Viagra, and now people are not. You know, I see people at the pharmacy going, hurry up, I got to get my Viagra. You know, and everybody kind of giggles. And, you know, I mean, maybe one day we'll be in a world where you can, you know, buy your AIDS without being all embarrassed. You know, douche. Douche used to be hidden in the back of the store. You know, now they have them in those little aisles. You could buy your, you know how, I don't know if it's at Walmart or Walmart, you'll have these, you know, you'll have sections in the store, private or not, and then you have these caddies in the middle, you know, where you could get dollar candy or $5 DVDs, okay? Some of these stores now, the douche is just sitting there in the caddy, you know, people are walking by, I'm like, do you think this smells good? I don't know. You know, I'm showing people the boxes, and they're like, I don't really know, ma'am, sorry, wish I could help you. I'm like, all right, I gotta figure this out without opening it up. So it's, I know they need scratch and sniffs on the boxes of those things. So I think very, very slowly we are going to transform to a world where, we don't have to be overly embarrassed about buying certain things. You know, medical providers, you know, gynecologists and family doctors, I don't know where we as a whole stand on, sex toys or AIDS, probably because you're not really supposed to be standing on them. You're supposed to be using them for other things, but, what I tell my patients is make sure it's something that you aren't going to hurt yourself with. Okay. You know, I mean, if you're using it and you're plugging it in and then you're going into the shower or the bathtub, I don't think that's a smart idea. So of course I'm concerned about electrocution. I know a lot of our iPhones, e-cigs have blown up in the news and we've heard of those. You know, I'd be very, very concerned. I would say let it run for a few minutes, okay, before you use it. I would also be very concerned about the cleaning of it. You want to make sure that it's clean, of course. I know, you know, the average person when they have sex isn't sterile, obviously. And I'm not saying you got to go and take it to a place where it could be autoclaved, right, or pasteurized. You don't pasteurize these things, but it sounds funny. But I'd make sure clean. Okay, you know, if your husband is sleeping with multiple women and using the same sex toy, then, you know, that kind of thing. So you want to make sure that it's clean, all right? And that's kind of, I think, I can't speak for the whole, group of gynecologists and family doctors and internists out there. But I think right now we don't have any particular opinion. We're just kind of, you know, watching and waiting and learning as we go. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. They don't let you try those things out in medical school. They don't let us try out medicines. They don't let us try out the sex toys. You know, they just tell us to read it in the book and decide from there. All right. The story you've all been waiting for, vitamin D supplements. Yes, vitamin D supplements may slow or prevent low-grade prostate cancer. We're not talking vitamin D from the sun, which is usually when any of these supplement articles come out where we talk about vitamins, etc., you know, it's the natural form. This is actually talking about supplements. So you guys popping vitamin D tablets, they may actually have a real, real good indication here. They say vitamin D decreases inflammation in tissues, and inflammation is a driver of cancer. This is explained by Bruce Hollis, the study's lead author and a professor of pediatrics, biochem, and molecular biology. Big deep breath at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Whew. For the study, Researchers randomly assigned 37 men who elected to have their prostate removed to receive either 4,000 international units of the vitamin D or an inactive placebo for 60 days before their operation. When the prostate gland was examined after their surgery, researchers found that many who received vitamin D had improvements in their prostate tumors. I told you this was exciting. You guys think that you could tune out every time I talk about a vitamin on the show? No, that's pretty exciting stuff. All right. So, is there a recommendation of maybe having any man at risk for vitamin D put on vitamin, or at risk for prostate cancer, put on vitamin D? Not yet. Okay, we're not there yet. But I do like the idea of checking men and women for vitamin D. I love the idea of checking men, especially over age 60, for bone loss, women for bone loss at age 50. I think that's super cool. The idea of watching and waiting for prostate cancers really bugs me. Really, really bugs me. And there was that recommendation that if you have a low-grade prostate cancer, you just watch and wait. I understand why they're suggesting that. It saves money. It could save the heartache of a radical prostatectomy or some of these surgeries that could cause you to have erectile dysfunction. I understand there's pain and bleeding and bowel issues, etc., that could ensue. But the idea of telling one of my patients to watch and wait, just especially when we know they have cancer, kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies. So for those of you that don't want interference, okay, and intervention, but you feel like you want to do something, maybe the vitamin D will help. I mean, if we can manage this prostate cancer to where it doesn't kill us until after we're already dead from other causes, then that would be success. The big problem we have now is, which is not a bad problem, but it's kind of a good problem, is we are outliving what we used to. So if the average man now is going to live till his 80s, the idea of you being diagnosed with prostate cancer in your 50s and 60s and waiting, watching and waiting because they think you're going to die at age 62 of something else, now is out the window. Okay, we now have to appreciate the fact that the cancer may kill you because you are outliving what we used to have as our life expectancy. So, you know, if we could find a way to slow cancer down, that may be another way to fight it. Obviously, cutting cancer out is a nice way to go. Another way to go would be radiation or chemotherapy when it comes to cancer. But in general, if we could figure out how to wait it out and figure out a way where it is so slow that by the time it even starts to metastasize and go to the bones and cause issues. Now, mind you, when I was an ER doc, one of the cases that keeps coming to my mind is the gentleman that fell down and had severe neck pain. And all he did was fall. It wasn't a bad fall, but he fell. So we had him in a C collar, a cervical collar, and then when we x-rayed him, we found multiple fractures in the neck. Come to find out he had those multiple fractures probably because the prostate cancer went to the neck and disintegrated the bone. So here was a man that was doing well, walking, talking, feeling great. Unfortunately, one small fall caused him now to be with multiple cervical fractures. All right, I don't like to underestimate cancer because cancer is not predictable. Cancer is chaotic. So for, you know, these medical institutes saying, well, you know, we could calculate this, we could predict this, cancer's unpredictable. Okay, yeah, we could predict that it's going to metastasize. We could predict that it's going to do bad things. But it's unpredictable to me how that could happen. And so, to me, the watch and wait is not the best way to go. But vitamin D could help. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Thank you for taking time to learn more about how you could support March for Babies in 2015. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.